Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
In touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Rachel Ware joins us tomorrow. Rachel Ware is also joining you, Nick, on some show you got coming up, right?
Yes, Gary and I are doing a Blaze the Mike show at the Funny Bone Late Show Friday, May 10th. Rachel's on it, Zach Peterson, Cameron Logsdon.
That's the Funny Bone in Omaha.
Yes, Funny Bone.
Real quickly before this weekend, when are you heading to Wichita?
Yeah, this weekend, Wichita, May 23rd through 25th, Vorshay's Comedy. .com. This weekend out with Tyler Walsh. Artie's Place in Fremont on Friday night in Smithland, Iowa. Buffalo Joe's Roadhouse on Saturday.
So I didn't write word best, but I did get some weird diseases. 12 weird and mysterious diseases of the human body. And by the way, number one on this list is Otto Brewery Syndrome. That's the first one we just discussed. Persistent sexual arousal syndrome. Also called persistent genital arousal syndrome. Causes people to live perpetually on the brink of an orgasm. Like on the brink.
I bet that sounds a lot cooler than it is.
But it's on the brink, too. Does that mean you have one? Because there are people that... Isn't there one where you actually have it? This one can cause physical pain, stress, psychological difficulties due to inability to carry out everyday tasks. You're right. You're just walking down the street.
We're going to need to take phone calls and emails from people who have, quote-unquote, syndromes of some kind and find out which one is probably not the the least worst. There's no best syndrome.
Diagnosed. Oh no, these get really bad here. Walking corpse syndrome.
That sounds bad.
I think I've seen people that have that.
The syndrome makes people believe they are dead or missing their soul, organs, blood, or specific body parts. The symptom is usually a symptom of other psychosomatic condition rather than a disease on its own.
Pass.
Attempts to self-harm, becoming speechless. Okay, we have one.
Yeah.
This is a good one, and this has just happened. This is when people get their heads hit or something like that. Foreign accent syndrome.
Brasil.
You just start speaking with a foreign accent.
Oui.
And better ones than those. This one happened. A person suddenly wakes up speaking a different accent. It's commonly caused by stroke, trauma, tumor, or neurological conditions.
Vive la France.
The most common treatment would be for speech therapy to help the person bring back their normal speaking ways. But they've documented that, where people wake up, not only with the accent, they wake up speaking a different language.
Yeah.
I have a story in the archives about that.
That one, okay.
I think I submitted that months ago. I'll try to find it.
Congenital insensitivity. I've seen this. This is a problem with kids because it's from birth. It's that one where you don't feel pain. You know,
and
you
that could be super dangerous.
So kids, I saw a story of a little girl who was like 10 or 12, and she had broke a couple of legs already. She just doesn't feel any pain.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
She won't feel flame, a flame to her arm or something like that. That's a sad one. Yeah.
How would you know if something's really wrong with you?
Don't know.
You wouldn't.
You don't, yeah.
Well, I think people with diabetes that get the neuropathy in their hands and feet, they have... It's a similar sensation. You can't feel anything.
You're just numb, aren't you?
Yeah, you have to be very careful to examine your feet to make sure you didn't stub your toe and all of a sudden you're bleeding.
This one also involves
or they're not on fire.
Right.
Sharp objects and hot and cold. You don't know the difference. And if you drink something really hot, it's going to, it still will burn you, but you don't know it's burning you, I guess. So who knows?
That sounds bad.
Stoneman syndrome.
I've had that.
Rare condition where the body's tissues turn to bones. That sounds gross.
I've had like stoned man.
Alice in Wonderland syndrome. Alice in Wonderland syndrome is a neurological syndrome, also called Todd syndrome. I'm serious. It's called Todd syndrome for some reason. Usually presents migraines and can distort bodies, the person's body image, including the size of the head, hands, and feet. That should be Tyler syndrome, right? Because you think your head is bigger than it is. I don't know what that
is. In your case, it is big.
That Guilford progeria thing. Remember the little kids that are born like Benjamin Button? You know, remember the really old-looking kids?
Rapid appearance of aging.
Yeah, that was sad.
That's, yeah, but they don't, like Benjamin Button.
They don't get young again.
They don't get younger.
No. Black urine disease. It's called alcapotinoid or whatever, something like
Nailed
that.
Nailed it.
You don't want this. You're peeing black urine. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Texas tea.
Does it do anything else to your body?
Texas tea.
It's not good. Staining dark tissues. Yeah, it doesn't sound good. Parasitic twin.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Twinning happens when one of the fetuses stops developing during pregnancy. The parasitic twin is attached. You've seen that. Like a little head on somebody's shoulder.
I saw it on South Park.
Yeah. But apparently that can exist.
No, that was like a wiener on
like
a rat.
Feet coming out of some guy's shoulder.
So that's not...
What do they do with that?
Co-joined. It's called a parasitic twin.
It doesn't get further than just a zygote, basically. And you get born, you're born, and then your twin's feet are sticking out of your leg or something like that. Who knows?
They remove that, don't they?
They must. Sure. Like, maybe that's what happened to you, Nick, when you got your finger removed. Maybe you swallowed your twin.
It was all that was left of your parasitic twin. Yeah.
People with pica compulsively eat items with no nutritional value.
Oh.
That's that thing. Yeah.
I thought that was
the couch
of
cushions.
I thought it was a font. Pica.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's not processed food. It's like eating.
These items could be as harmless as ice or toxic as dried paint, chalk, pieces of metal. Yeah.
Oh yeah. They're
it's the my obsession TV show where they're eating all kinds of dumb crap.
My addiction or whatever that TV show was where they eat the couch.
This one's kind of weird, too. I've seen this werewolf syndrome, you know, where they get hair on their face, and they look like a werewolf.
Yeah.
You don't want
that.
Have
you been checked for that?
No, I don't have that much hair, believe me. I know guys like that, man. I know a guy that has to shave back. I used to know that. I still probably know that. I haven't seen him in years, though. He had to shave. Nick will hate this. Anybody, most guys have a little bit of hair loss in their front there. This guy had to shave that back. I mean, his hairline was so thick and forward that he had to shave it back a couple, like a half an inch.
Well, that sounds
the
like
opposite problem.
Someone else had to shave. You can't shave your back.
No, hairline.
His hairline was so good, but it was also a little bit forward. So to look better, he had to shave it back a little bit.
Oh, well, that's the opposite of most of
everybody.
Us.
Everybody, by
so
the way.
So he had, permanent bangs.
Yeah, he had no forehead.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Was he hairy everywhere else?
Yeah, he was a hairy son of a bitch, right? Yeah. This is
if he would let it go, how far down his forehead would it go?
Would it approach
his eyebrows?
No, I don't think it goes that far. But I think it was just so thick. I think he thought it looked better back a little bit to like normal people. Who
did
knows?
He shave a widow's peak into it?
I don't know.
Be a lot cooler if he did.
Yeah. So of all these, I'd probably want that booze one. You know. Yeah.
Was it nearly a boner?
You're on the brink of orgasm. All the time.
You're
Nick.
Just edging all day?
First of all, it'd be tough to find a date. Sitting at the table, I really like these nachos, man.
Yeah, you would immediately seem like a creep.
Rock's coming.
How would you know when you're actually going to orgasm?
I don't know, man.
Well, you're always on the edge.
It said in there the symptoms can be relieved by just achieving an orgasm, however you would do that normally, but then the symptoms come back real quick.
Although I do think that would be foreign accent syndrome would be cool if it was still in English so we could still keep our gigs. And all of a sudden you just get this great British accent where everybody thinks you're British.
Pip, pip, cheerio.
No, not like that. I mean, if I would sound like Paul McCartney, you know, that's the kind of British accent I want. The guy sounds like Paul McCartney, you know.
Okay, the constant
all the time.
Yeah, of such things. These are people waking up from comas speaking a foreign language.
That's a foreign language, yeah.
And apparently it's not super unusual, and it usually reverts back within a couple of days.
How do they have that within them?
I don't know.
That is the weird part.
Is it through osmosis? Is it just absorbed through your subconscious?
See, that falls under
but
the
even then, how would you
whole,
know? I wouldn't.
Right.
I mean, I haven't been around people speaking French, you know?
No.
I'm aware that that's a language.
Yeah, I don't know anything about French.
But I've never been immersed
in
it.
2 years of Spanish and I sucked at it. So if it was French or German, I would know that waking up.
But don't they say that like the real inner workings of the human brain are still one of the biggest mysteries of medical science? Like we know just
and
a fraction.
And we use like 10% of it, right? Don't we use like 10% of it? Yeah.
Yeah, but
oh,
how
less
the,
than that.
How the brain actually works? Like we know just a fraction of how things are actually.
What was
going
that great John Travolta documentary?
Greece.
Remember, he has a tumor, but he's really smart for like 2 months before he dies.
Phenomenon.
It is called Phenomenon.
Yeah,
isn't it
is. I'm not
that's
making
a good
that
movie,
up.
Man.
Is that the one where he sprouts angel wings?
No, that's Angel. Yeah, that's a whole other movie. Oh. They were real close to each other.
You sure it
he
wasn't
actually
Broken
is
Arrow.
An angel in that? No, it's
not Broken Arrow.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, he wakes up and he just starts. He sees he's walking over him somewhere and he sees a light in the sky. Ends up, he find out it's a tumor. No, sorry, the movie is 25 years old. And he reads like 5 books a day. He knows everything. He learns how to speak languages and he doesn't know what's going on. Well, ends up being a tumor that makes his brain work overtime. And another spoiler alert: he dies. When is that movie? When was that? What phenomenon? 97? 94?
I'm not going to watch it now.
No, it's a good movie. Yeah, it's a good movie. I'm anxious on the date.
1996.
All right. Well, it's kind of close.
Seem to recall there's a little love story in there, too.
There is, yeah. It's at Andie MacDowell, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
No, she's an angel, isn't she?
Kira Sedgwick.
Kira Sedgwick's in that. Oh, okay.
Bobby Duvall, Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, it's a great movie, man. That's when Travolta was getting a lot of A-list roles back then. So
He had a prominent widow's peak.
The movie you're thinking of where Andie MacDowell is in, she sings that song, Me Oh My, I Like Pie.
That's the angel one, right?
That's what that movie is from.
He's an angel.
That's where that's
right?
from, that movie.
Right,
yeah.
Right. He's a fallen angel. He comes down, right, with wings.
Yeah, no, don't remember the
it's
name.
It's really realistic. Yeah,
that was a 90s one. Was it? Michael.
That was also a 90s
Michael.
One. Michael.
Correct.
That was the same year.
Oh,
what? They were both 96.
Man.
Broken Arrow was 96, too. He was really busy in the late 90s.
That was after the Pulp Fiction put him back on the big time.
Yep.
And he got all those great
Get
roles.
Shorty, Broken Arrow, Phenomenon, Michael, Face Off.
Yeah, what's the movie he's in with our friend, our late friend, John Beasley? The General's Daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's in that right around the same time.
That was 99.
Yeah.
Yep.
Paul of Iowa says, you're making my hypochondria play a new gut-wrenching, excruciating game of tag your head.
Why?
Because we're talking about all these syndromes.
Oh.
And he's a hypochondriac, so I'm sure he has all of these.
I don't think you can wake up having these. Unless you're pissing black, you don't have it. You know what I mean? Some of these are stuff you
actually can't. If you're a hypochondriac, do you have a form of the Munchausen syndrome? Because I think that's people that really play it up. They think they have a disease, and they play it up for sympathy.
Either that or somebody pays it. And what's the one where
they fake it?
Yeah, they fake it, right? Yeah.
I don't know if they're necessarily faking it, but I think they actually think they have the disease.
It's a rare type of mental disorder in which a person fakes illness. The person may lie about symptoms.
Maybe.
I think what does it mean if you do that for other people? Gypsy That's Rose's mom.
Munchausen by proxy.
You're a horrible person, You convince your kid they're sick.
Oh,
right?
No, the Munchausen, you're actually faking it, I guess, according to every account I'm reading here. Fakes illness to gain attention and sympathy.
I guess 2 baby feet hanging off your shoulder would be kind of cool for a while. You know,
see, the Munchausen
syndrome. It'd be hard to find shirts.
Right. That sounds like something that could be controlled.
But it's still a lot of psychological treatment.
Oh, yeah.
You
probably got to sit down with a little talk therapy to get rid of that, at least.
A lot of talk therapy.
You'd have to make sure the little baby shoes matched whatever shirt you were wearing.
Well, it would match your shoes. You'd have to get a tiny little pair for every pair that you buy.
Yeah. I used to buy the little, I remember buying those kind of shoes.
It'd be easy to keep those shoes clean.
Well, I'm with you on that. Yeah.
They're never hitting the ground.
They're just hanging off there. What's that? That's my twin's feet.
If the legs were big enough, you could do an endless cartwheel.
Well, they'd be really strong. Man.
Okay, you're talking me into this.
They get bigger as you get bigger.
Well, of all of them, you probably just get rid of those. But then I don't want to cut off this dude's feet.
Very interesting UFC fighter if you could kick from your shoulder, too.
That might be
illegal. These are baby feet, man. Who are you? These are big, large human feet kicking guys.
Maybe you're
you're not born with a big feet.
As you're grappling, you could kick your opponent in the head.
Maybe you're not born with big feet. I think mine were size six coming out.
Yeah, your mom said it hurt. Yeah, she said it to me a couple times, actually. Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So Angie found this on a dating service, and I'm not going to, you all can figure it out. I'm not, because I recognize his face. Y'all would recognize his face. But Richard is on a dating site. I don't recognize which one it is.
Right.
And then they ask you, tell a secret that your pet only knows about you.
Your pet?
Yeah.
So your pet sees you do stuff.
So Richard says, it's the worst kept secret in the world, but only if you listen to morning radio.
Oh.
I'll let you figure out who it is.
I think I know.
It's an easy answer.
Tell me off the air. I have no idea.
Oh. Largest head, and it's always the slowest one.
Yeah.
Does this guy dominate?
You may be onto something.
But what's his dog watch him do?
Just, never mind. We'll fill you in at the break.
It's Dick the Dominator. I'm not stupid.
Giant head. He just can't keep up.
Yeah. I'm confused.
Right, it's just not firing.
The guy that calls him about all the fetishes, I think his dog's probably seen a thing or two.
All right. Well, if you're going to date Richard, man. You're going to have a good time. That dude. He's open for anything.
Right. Yeah. Right? He's got a repertoire. Yeah.
His dog is a gimp mask.
He's got knowledge.
Etsy. Got to go to Etsy or something like that.
Zip open the dog gimp mask. All right.
He's not the kind of guy that would say, that's too weird.
Right.
No.
No, not at all. Not at all. He'll choke you out right to the point, too. You know, Push told me that.
Yeah. Breath play.
Right, breath play. Right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.